This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, good neighbors, to episode number 85 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Sestero. Today we have good neighbor Annalie Kruger from CareRight. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yes. Pleasure to meet you and get to know a little bit more about what you do over at CareRight. So why don't we jump right in, and why don't you start by sharing what you do at CareRight.
Yeah, so we work with family. We're a family caregiver and senior care consultancy, and we work with family caregivers all across the globe in developing aging plans, customized aging plans, and providing patient advocacy. So what that looks like is we help families facilitate the conversations about the what, when's of aging. What about when mom's dementia progresses or dad falls again or mom got the diagnosis of Parkinson's? What does that mean and how is that going to impact her and us as a family? So it's all about starting the conversations of the what, when's of aging and then putting the plan in place about current and future care needs and helping families understand what those care options look like and how much it costs for care so they can make informed decisions.
Right. And that's been, especially in this area, become more and more, I wouldn't say in demand, but more prevalent in the area.
It's everywhere. Yep. The need
for that. Yep. Yep. So let's back up a little bit. How did you get involved in this industry?
Right. So I used to be a social worker and executive director in continuing care retirement communities. So those communities that have all of the different levels of care, like independent living to memory care to skilled nursing and skilled rehab. And every day I had families in my office, usually the adult kids, because mom fell, she broke her hip. She's the caregiver to dad with dementia. What do? We can't be in two places at once. We need to advocate for mom at the hospital, but dad can't be by himself. And this was, 30 years ago. I've been at this for a while. And back then, families lived down the street from each other, so they could work a little bit more as a team. And they were a little bit more aware of really how their parents were doing or were not doing. And they could step in a little bit easier to just kind of help their parents. But the problem was that when they got caught off guard by a medical crisis, like a stroke, a fall, the kids would come in to do the tours of the different care levels that we offered. And the tour would take about an hour. But then when I would ask them, who's the power of attorney? Are there funeral arrangements taken care of? Is there long-term care insurance? And the answers were always, I don't know. Our family never talks about stuff like that. And then there was like this teeny tiny percentage of adult kids who would say, Annalie, we saw the writing on the wall with mom and dad. We can tell that they're not doing well. We tried to get this information and get these conversations started, but they gave us so much pushback that we quit trying. And now here they are in yet another medical crisis and they have no idea what to do. And that's why those relationships are pretty strained.
Absolutely. So along those same lines, are there any myths or maybe misconceptions regarding the industry that we can clear up for our listeners?
Well, there's a lot of misconceptions and a lot of misunderstandings. So common mistakes that I see families making is ignoring the red flags that parents are not doing well. So what are the red flags that clients tend to ignore? Memory impairment, weight loss, mom getting lost while she's driving and just kind of laughing that off and not taking these things seriously, or just caregiver overwhelm from mom and dad trying to take care of each other. When you have two 70 or 80 year old or 90 year olds trying to take care of each other, someone's going to get hurt and it's not sustainable. And so kind of burying your head in the sand that things are going to be okay. Well, they are okay until they aren't. And then what? Another misconception or assumption is that Medicare is going to pay for anything that mom and dad need or anything that you need if you're the mom and the dad listening to this. So Medicare does not pay for everything that you need. If you wanted that to happen, you needed to get long-term care insurance a long time ago. Other myths are that somehow everything will just work itself out. It'll work itself out one way or another, but that means then that you won't have a say in what happens to you, where you go for care. Because when people wait until there's a medical crisis without having any of these family conversations or putting any type of plan in place or knowing what care options are even available and if you can afford them, that's when mom and dad end up in whichever facility has an open bed. And I can promise you that is not going to be a good fit. Another assumption, and then I'll let you, one more assumption that I think is key, is assuming that just because you're paying thousands of dollars for care, whether that's at home or in a care community, that you or your loved one are getting the quality of care that you would assume that you would get when you're paying professionals that kind of money. That's why we do patient advocacy, to make sure that our clients are getting the best quality of care. And then the last assumption is that somehow they'll just magically get their estate documents in order or have to go through guardianship court because they didn't work with an attorney to get their power of attorney documents in place ahead of time. So just the assumption or the denial of seeing the value of getting all of your documents in order. We do the grab and go binder, making sure that they get their whatever they have for insurance, estate documents, accounts, passwords, VA records, all of that in one place, because it is just a matter of time before that information is going to be needed and that power of attorney is going to have to step in.
That's just a handful of the things that most people don't even think of, you know, or realize that they need. So everybody's had some type of challenge along their journey that's maybe they can look back at now and say, you know what, I'm probably in a better place now because of it. Is there something that happened along your journey that you can do the same for?
Sure. So the best decision I ever made in my career. So I worked in long-term care as a social worker and executive director for 25 years. And the best thing, so to speak, that happened to me was my last position in corporate America was just not a good fit. And I kept getting written up as an employee for spending too much time with these families because I was exceeding the minutes, you know, because these facilities all have a calculation for how many minutes per day you're supposed to spend with each resident. I was still getting my minutes per day per resident, but I was also exceeding that. And so they're like, you're spending all this time with these people who aren't even residents yet. But what they weren't taking into consideration is that I had a waiting list for every single level of care. And that's because I took the time that these families needed. And so the best thing for me was the corporate's short-sightedness of the reason why these families keep falling through the cracks and don't understand aging and don't understand caregiver burnout and don't understand dementia is because the healthcare industry has allowed them to fall through the cracks. So the best thing that happened to me was getting written up one more time. And I knew that I was going to be canned. Yes. So I decided to leave on my own terms and start my own consultancy. I went virtual and global right away in 2011, because by then families didn't live down the street from each other. And so the only way I could facilitate their family meetings and help them understand dementia and help them understand care options and why safeguarding the primary family caregiver is critical was to go out on my own and start my own consultancy. And back then we only had Skype, but I've been a pioneer in my industry since 2011. And there still isn't another company that does what we do. There's companies that do bits and pieces of what we do, but no company still to this day who does all of this holistic, comprehensive aging planning and family mediation and sorting out their care options.
Wow, that's incredible. And then kudos to you, because it's well needed. So outside of that, because that sounds like a lot of work. You're doing a lot of work. You're doing a lot of things. What do you enjoy doing outside of work?
Oh, gosh. Outside of work, I spend tons of time with my rescue dog. His name is Reggie. He's a Hurricane Irma rescue, actually. Someone dumped him during Hurricane Irma. So I spend a lot of time with my dog. I also write a lot of articles for different publications, financial planning, senior care. So I like doing that. I'm also working on another book. I wrote a book called The Invisible Patient, The Emotional, Financial, and Physical Toll on Family Caregivers. And so now I'm writing a part two, so to speak. And so that's, oh, and I'm learning, oh, this is new. So like 2 weeks ago, I decided to learn the violin. So to, I'm sure, my neighbor's dismay.
Right. Well, at least it's not nothing. It's not the drums, so you're okay, right? It could be worse.
We'll see.
So are you from here originally then?
So I'm actually from Iowa, and so I'm 52, and back then we were blessed enough to be able to bring my grandparents because back then in the 70s, they didn't have all these different levels of care. So either seniors back then either failed at home or they moved in with their kids or they went into nursing homes, because those were the three options. So we were blessed enough to bring my grandparents both sets, and they lived with us on the farm, and we helped take care of them as a family. And so all I know is elderly and senior care, and we don't like CareRight is not a care provider. We are not a home care company. We are consultants. But all I know is senior care, and I used to be a candy striper in the nursing homes back in the day when they still had those. And then I worked in activities and worked in dementia units most of my career. So this is all I know.
Right. You've been through it all, and it's great. It's great knowledge. I'm sure you've learned a lot through each stage. So is there's anything else that maybe our listeners should know about care that maybe they don't?
I can't stress enough about caregiver burnout. And this is why I say that, because after working in long-term care for 20 years and having every single day the adult kids coming to my office with this whole stack of brochures that the hospital gave them of, oh, you got to find a facility by noon tomorrow because we're discharging. That just is so overwhelming for families. And they would literally come into the care community with this whole list, and they're like, I can't make sense of any of this. And so all that really does is cause more overwhelm than what's needed. And so, you know, my point is that families just need this like white glove approach. Come to us proactively rather than while you're in crisis mode. When I started CareRight, my mission really was to reach these families proactively when things were still going well and we could have like calm, rational decisions. Right. But unfortunately, despite my best efforts, 92% of our families still come to us in crisis mode, where the caregiver is overwhelmed. Caregiving has derailed their careers, their finances, their retirement accounts, their family relationships at home and with their care recipient and with the siblings. It's derailed their emotional health, their physical health. They're coming to us, and you know, the families are coming to us in a really bad way because they're unhealthy in every single way because they don't have an aging plan in place.
And that's the important part. It's not the question of when, right?
It's when. Yeah. And we just, you know, I always say this literally every day, probably 20 times a day. We all need to start being realistic. You know, we don't get healthier as we age. We don't get more mobile. We don't get more cognizant. We don't get more independent as we age. So if we want to have the best possible outcomes in anything in life, you have to plan for that. And, you know, sometimes people will say, well, is it too late to come to you because we are in total crisis mode? And I'm like, no, it's not. It's never too late. It's just that you're not going to have the care options available to you that you would have if you would have planned ahead. And since this is like, because I do a lot of podcasts and national speaking engagements, but since this one is like actual local in my own backyard, the reality is that, just like down here in season, if you want to get into a nice restaurant, what do you have to do? You have to plan ahead and make reservations. You have to have like forethought of, oh, if I want to eat, you know, shrimp, I need to actually like make a plan and make a reservation to where I want to go ahead of time, because there's always going to be, you know, McDonald's or Burger King or Subway. But that's, you know,
right. You get what you pay for. Yeah.
You get what you get when you don't plan ahead. So if you want the finer outcomes, the better outcomes for your family, your relationship and your finances, and definitely your quality of care, you need to have some forethought about that and have the courage. You know, we do a complimentary 30-minute consult with families and have the courage to say, you know what, I'm thinking about my what when's of aging and I don't want to be a burden on my kids. And so I'd like to schedule a 30-minute consult with someone on your team. And that's really a good takeaway is things are good until they're not. If you want to have the best quality of care and the best quality outcomes and not have your family relationships be torn apart through the aging process, you need to plan ahead.
I love that. Planning is very important. How would our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they have some questions or concerns?
For sure. So my website is carerightinc.com. That's CareRightInc. And I will even be as bold as to give you my personal cell phone number. My number is 239-770-6322. And my email is annalee@carerightinc.com. And that's annalee@carerightinc.com.
Anna Lee, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. And thank you for being such a good neighbor and helping out the community like you do.
Well, thank you so much. This was so much fun. Thank you.
Yeah. Have a great day.
Yep. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Astera. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpastero.com. That's gnpastero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.